The CARICOM countries would like to reaffirm our position that democracy and the rule of law should be restored in Honduras, culminating in the reinstatement of the democratically elected government of President Zelaya.
That was the OAS permanent representative from Guyana, Ambassador Beni Caran, commenting on an update on the situation in Honduras. The situation report came during a private meeting of the OAS Permanent Council at OAS headquarters in Washington, D.C. Also, the agreement of San Jose for national reconciliation and the strengthening of democracy in Honduras was formally presented to the Council. This is a document Costa Rican President Oscar Arias offered to groups involved in the political standoff in Honduras. Arias is acting as mediator in this process. Ambassador Caran explains further.
We understand that the agreement that has been put forward offers some degree of hope over the coming 8 days for a resolution to the political crisis which is unfolding in Honduras. We also understand that there is going to be a meeting of the Central American Integration System over this coming weekend, and that this also holds out the prospects for unlocking some of the gridlock that has characterized the negotiations so far.
Caran, who is also the current coordinator of the Caucus of Caribbean Ambassadors, says the group believes mediation should be the only method used to solve the Honduras impasse. The OAS Permanent Council will meet again today to commemorate the birth of Simón Bolívar.